8.5 minutes gone, 0-0, Cardiff Cherries in the League Cup. Nice turn by Gosling, away from his man. Gosling again, incisive run. Gosling to shoot, and it's a great strike from Dan Gosling, and it's a great goal from Dan Gosling. Well, goalkeeper Moore dived to his left, and Dan Gosling is the League Cup master. He scored in every round, three in succession, 9 minutes gone. Gosling has stunned the home crowd into silence. It's Cardiff 0, Cherries 1. Stanislas down the right side onside of the box. Pittman onside. Three in the box to aim for if Pittman can find the right cross here. Pittman pulls it back. It's behind Sean McDonald at the near post. Pugh will come out to this near touchline to rescue the situation. Comes back to the edge of the area. O'Kane sizing up a shot here. Instead plays Daniels, who's in behind. Charlie Daniels shoots, and Charlie Daniels puts Bournemouth into a 2-0 lead. And it really was pretty simple. Cardiff stretched at the back, torn apart, and Daniels from left back lashes it past the goalkeeper. And without a quarter of this game being played, it's Cardiff 0, Cherries 2. What a run from Stanislas again. He's been much better this evening. Out to the left-hand side to Pugh. Pugh running at Brayford once more. Left side of the penalty area. Mark Pugh drops his shoulder. Little back heel. Pittman shot across goal. The rebound to Gosling. He's done it again. Golden arm Gosling. Two for him this evening, three for the Cherries, and surely this one's over already. 32 and a half minutes gone. A few more Cardiff fans get out of their seats and head towards the concourse. It's Cardiff 0, Cherries 3. It's a total cruise. By my watch, this Cardiff corner will be surely the last play of the game. As they think about taking a short one, but they're going to ignore that option, I think, and chuck it in the box for their last attack of the game. Deep towards the back post. The header is won by a red shirt. No time, though. Cherries have completed a comfortable 3-0 win. They put the game to bed in the first half. They were far, far too hot for a distinctly below-par Cardiff side.